David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Join me as I put Mel Robbins' self-control techniques to the test, and I see if I could actually stick to my goals for an entire week. Mel Robbins is a powerhouse in the personal growth space, and today I want to share with you some of the incredible insights she shared on the topic of self-control. With her expertise, you'll learn how to overcome the obstacles that are holding you back from achieving your goals and living the life you desire. We've all been there. We set goals for ourselves, whether it's hitting the gym 3 times a week, eating healthier, or finally starting that side hustle that we've been dreaming of. But more often than not, we fail to follow through. We get derailed by distractions, procrastination, and self-doubt. And before we know it, our goals have fallen by the wayside. This lack of self-control can be devastating, causing us to feel like we're stuck in a rut and that we've never been able to achieve our dreams. The struggle with self-control is real, and it affects us in every area of our lives, whether it's our relationships, our careers, our overall well-being. Our inability to stick to our goals holds us back from reaching our full potential. It's a vicious cycle, and it's one that many of us are too familiar with. We make progress for a little while, but then eventually we fall back into our old habits, and we're left feeling frustrated and defeated. So how do we break free from this cycle of self-sabotage? How do we develop the self-control we need to achieve our goals and create the lives that we desire? That's exactly what Mel Robbins is here to teach us. One of the most powerful self-control techniques that Mel Robbins recommends is the 5-second rule. This is a simple yet powerful technique, involves counting down from 5 whenever you feel the urge to procrastinate or give in to a bad habit. By doing so, you're able to override your brain's natural instinct to avoid discomfort and instead take control of your actions. Another technique that Mel Robbins swears by is the power of implementation intentions. This involves identifying the specific actions you need to take in order to achieve your goals, and then creating an if-then plan for each of those actions. For example, if your goal is to start a new business, your implementation intention might be, if it's Monday, then I'll work on my business plan for 30 minutes. By having a clear plan in place, you're able to overcome procrastination and stay focused on your goals. Mel Robbins also emphasizes on the importance of creating an environment that supports your goals. This means eliminating distractions, setting up accountability systems, and surrounding yourself with people who inspire and motivate you. By doing so, you're able to create a sense of structure and routine that helps you stay on track and avoid self-sabotage. One of the most powerful moments in Mel Robbins' presentation came when she shared a personal anecdote about her own struggles with self-control. She talked about how she used to be a procrastinator, always putting off important tasks until the last minute. But then she realized that this behavior was holding her back from achieving her goals, and she made a decision to change. She started by implementing small changes into her daily routine, like getting up 30 minutes early each day to work on her goals. And then time went on. She found that she was able to build up her self-control and eventually achieve her goals. The essence of Mel Robbins' message on self-control is not about being perfect. It's about being consistent. It's about making small changes in your daily routine and then building on those changes over time. It's about creating an environment that supports your goals and then taking consistent action towards achieving them. So what are the main self-control techniques that we've discussed today? We've learned about the power of the 5-second rule, implementation intentions, and creating an environment that supports our goals. These techniques are simple yet powerful, and they have the ability to transform our lives in profound ways. Thanks for joining me on this journey through Mel Robbins' self-control techniques. If you found this podcast helpful, be sure to share your thoughts and comments below. And if you're looking for more personal growth strategies, be sure to check out my next video, where we'll be discussing the power of morning routines in achieving our goals.